is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.
This is Bird Note. Have you ever watched crows dive bombing a hawk or an eagle? Several crows will gang up a tester, a larger bird, into departing their breeding territory. Perhaps you've seen starlings or blackbirds do the same to crows. When smaller birds join forces to ward off larger birds, it's called mobbing. This behavior, like calling family members for help, is used by many bird species. The best time to observe mobbing is spring and early summer, when breeding birds are trying to protect their nests and young. Barn swallows, which nest near humans, are a good example. If a pair of swallows perceives a threat to their nesting territory, they sound the alarm. Half a dozen neighboring swallows will arrive almost immediately to help scare away the intruder, be it a house cat slinking into the garden or you venturing too close. If you hear a ruckus and spot several crows circling and swooping toward a tall conifer, it's a good bet that there's a raptor tucked in the tree, a hawk perhaps, or an owl. These birds know that there's strength in numbers, and they've learned to join forces to protect themselves. For a link to a video of crows mobbing a bald eagle, visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Listening to the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Oh, it's hot.
So hot.
Well, it's probably not hot outside. Sorry, this is the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University.
That's us!
Where we broadcast from the unceded ancestral territory of the Hulkamilam and Squamish-speaking peoples. I'm Jesse.
I'm Jamie.
And we are back to bring you another mix of brand new music from independent artists working out of the Vancouver area. That's the not-so-catchy way to say it. It's the Vancouver Mixtape.
As we've done for 13 years.
Gross. that's true. This whole year is going to be unlucky because it is our 13th year. Just kidding. We don't believe in any of that. All we believe in is bringing you the best in local independent music. So we're going to do that again today like we usually do, and we're going to start with new music from Wiles from their new record, If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Far Enough Away. So upon listening to this, get further away from Wiles than you currently are. This is Skipping Town.
Thank you. life through the eyes of a tire hope. Eating seeds as a pastime activity. The toxicity of our city, our city.
Let's go!
Oh, you know it. You know it. We know it. Everyone knows it. It is Toxicity, of course, but that is Finn's version of the System of a Down classic. Just a fun little single that twin sisters Alana and Brianne Finn Morris recorded and released. I think we can add it to the Vancouver mixtape covers playlist along with Don't Fear the Reaper.
I think we gotta. I mean, like, it's such a hard song to do a straight-faced cover of because it is such a fundamentally goofy song.
Totally. Yeah. I think the sisters did a pretty bang-up job there. It still makes me want to listen to the original, which I think, you know, is part of any cover, you know? It was my dad's birthday on Friday. Happy birthday, Dad. And the night before, I called him on his birthday, and the night before, he had gone to a Gordon Lightfoot tribute band.
Hell yeah, let's go.
And he said, it was 7 out of 10. I was like, well, I mean, yeah. It's it's a band playing Gordon Lightfoot songs. Like, you know the music's going to be solid, right? Like, you know the songs themselves are going to be good. He's like, they kind of put their own spin on each one. They turned the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald into, like, kind of like a classic rock prog jam, which was like, okay. I'm like, yeah, it's not really, like, the original, of course.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like with any cover, that's, you know, you want to hear the artist come, the covering artist come through, but you also want to make sure you hit those. You hit those same, I'm going to say notes because I'm trying to use a musical metaphor, but that's confusing because obviously you want to hit the same notes because you're covering the song, but and hit the same emotional notes, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes cover bands or covers of songs in particular lose the lose the grab, they lose the hook, whether that's an emotional hook or not,
mm-hmm.
and it'll just be a straight note for note replay, but there's just kind of like there's something that gets lost in the sauce,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. I can think of countless covers like that. I think the outro of the Fionn cover is pretty good at capturing the grandiosity and dramatics,
sure.
of the chorus of that song.
Mm-hmm.
But the frenetics are hard to duplicate, to say the least. But there were other songs we played in that set, Jesse.
Yeah, well, speaking of frenetic and of, you know, sort of System of a Down adjacent sounds, we had new music from April Liang, who
Yo.
Has pivoted from bedroom pop to sort of heavy emo hard rock, let's call it.
Emo, oh, there's
pop punk emo,
pop
hard,
punk
hard,
emo, like good dark emo, you know.
Yeah.
Give me that scene, that top shop.
Yep. And that track was 8 Ball. So liking that. Jamie, you were telling me while that song was playing that all previous evidence of April's dream bedroom pop past have been scrubbed from the internet, except for our past episodes of the Vancouver Mixtape,
which you can go find on CJSF.ca.
That's right. Before April Liang's 8 Ball, you heard Skipping Town by Wiles from the record If You Can Hear Me Now, You're Not Far Enough Away. So hopefully, like I said, you got further away. Maybe you skipped town, like the name of that song would imply. Jamie, we are moving into another bit of a themed set, I suppose. We are first going to play a track by a band called Cryptids. You know what a cryptid is, right? Like a mythological animal like a Bigfoot or an Ogopogo or an abominable snowman or, you know, those types of things. Werewolves, perhaps, but generally more focused on like the big legendary ones. So we're going to play a track by them called from their record Black Mountain, called Black Mountain, the title track. Also the name of another Vancouver band, right?
Classic Vancouver band. Classic Vancouver mixtape band.
After the Cryptids, we are going to listen to a track by something that could be a cryptid.
Ooh.
The 87-inch moth.
Whoa.
From their record Lamp, and the A has a... Is the two dots isn't an umlaut. What's the two? Is two dots?
Two dots is umlaut.
An umlaut. So the A's got an umlaut. And then in the description of the album, it just says the album Lamp by 87-inch moth. It says with every vowel in this sentence has, you know, like what, not necessarily an umlaut, but some sort of like an O with a cross through it or an I with a weird little tail at the bottom of it. It says, "We must listen to the forbidden album, brother."
Oh, I'm here for forbidden albums and I'm here for brother.
So I'm going to play you the shortest track on the album, which is 6 minutes and 40 seconds. So we'll hear from the Cryptids. We'll hear from the 87-inch moth, and then we'll hear from the artists. So here we go. This is Black Mountain by Cryptids on the Vancouver Mixtape on CJSF.